live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrow.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's just gone 12:30 and I'm very pleased to welcome the cast of Made in Dagenham and the chair of Pied Pipers into the studio. Hello to you all.
Hello.
Hi, Alex.
Do you want to individually introduce yourselves and sort of tell us a little bit about how you're involved with Pied Pipers and the Made in Dagenham? Do you want to, Madeline, do you want to start?
Sure, yeah. Hi, I'm Madeline Harmer and I am the chair of Pied Pipers. I'm particularly delighted that Made in Dagenham is being done now, because it's a story that's really dear to my heart, as I was a Dagenham girl. not one of the women who strike, I hasten to add, but I was actually one of a child of one of the families who were affected by the strike. So just to put a bit of context, the Ford Motor Plant opened in Dagenham in 1929 with 30,000 employees, and it was the biggest employer in the area. So masses of mostly men were employed by Ford, my dad being one of them. It was a great community, you know. There was a camaraderie about just these estates that were full of Ford families. And then what happened, of course, in 1968 was that the women workers who were making the seats of the cars, working the machinists on the leatherette, they were downgraded to an unskilled pay grade, and this led to the strike. So Harold Wilson, PM of the time, and Barbara Castle, trade union rep, were involved in negotiations between the trade unions and the women, and you know, it took many weeks. My personal recollections was of, obviously, because the women went out, the whole plant came to a standstill, so all the men were out too. And in those days, working class families, mostly they were one income families, so when the men were out, that was it. And they didn't have savings, you know, they went by bus to work, they didn't have cars, it was different times. And so real hardship followed. You know, lots of the women that I remember, they used to gather in my mum's kitchen. My mum luckily had a part-time job, and she used to cook great big pots of stew and dumplings and you know, share food, and clothes were mended and passed on. But some of those women could barely feed the electricity and gas meters, you know, let alone their children. So it was hard times.
I think that's often the way when we see strikes, especially kind of more now, because I think the role of the unions has been really pushed down over the years, that we think of it as just a minor, you know, oh, how annoying they're striking and that we can't do it. But it's very rarely taken from the people striking, that the fact that they're not getting paid. And I think a lot of people forget that.
Yeah.
I know, being involved as a teacher in the past and striking for various things, you have to take a real moral thought about, am I going to be letting my class down, but equally am I doing something for a bigger picture? But then I don't get paid on that day.
No.
And that comes, you know, if that goes over days and weeks, that's a big thing to take out of your lives, isn't it?
Yes.
Especially these ongoing strikes, which, you know, so I think it really resonates with today.
Yes.
Now, you've been chair of Pied Pipers for how long now?
Gosh,
how has that looked?
12 years.
And so you've done lots of productions, so it must have been very exciting to bring this one, which has got a real personal
connection.
It really
is. I've actually performed in it before, in another area. But yes, to bring it to the Cambridge stage, I'm really, really delighted about it, because it's got resonance today, hasn't it? I mean, we didn't have food banks in those days. We do now, luckily or not, depending. But yeah, it was. There's lots of hard up families now, and women's, you know, struggle goes on.
Yeah, and the importance of their like you say, as soon as they walked out, the whole thing collapsed. So it just was is a very good
absolutely these show non-essential that these, women,
yes, as they thought, yeah, yes. And they didn't need to be paid as much, and you know, that struggle still definitely goes on.
Yeah.
Now, Vicky and Laura, you play two parts in the cast. Which parts do you play, Laura? Do you want to?
So I play Cass, who's one of the factory workers. She's quite strong and self-willed, despite the situation that she's in. So that's a lot of fun to play with, for sure.
Yeah. And what about you, Vicky?
And I'm playing Rita. She's
working mother, and she's the person who ends up sort of leading the women into battle, so to speak.
Yeah. So is that because she's sort of sees the situation and thinks, well, someone's got to get on and do it?
I think, yeah, she discovers that strength in herself as the show goes on, and but she sort of she's just a normal mum, you know, and I think that's what's really quite endearing about her character, is she didn't start off with this as her mission. Throughout, you know, other characters speaking to her and her circumstances, she realises that she's got to do this. So
She's just been like, she ends up thinking, well, if I'm not going to do it, no one is, so I need to be that person. Someone has to step up, isn't it? So
her character's mentored by another character called Connie Riley, who's played by a wonderful actress called Jo, who's very, very sweet, and you have really good chemistry on stage, and it really, you know, it's very much like the passing of the torch to generations and realising that it can't just be one person that does something. People have to continue to stand up.
And like you say, it's a musical, but and you might think that is going to be kind of a light subject. I mean, there's lots of musicals that aren't, and we can cover a lot of those, but this one definitely has a very strong message, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think, don't get me wrong, it is very funny. There are parts of where we are just absolutely cracking up in rehearsals, which is also very fun. You know, it's a really fun process to be a part of. But I think especially Act 2, it really starts to take a turn into the more serious, and you realise, you know, that this is a serious message that we're saying. And by the end of the final song, I'm always in tears.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
But we hope that we can move other people.
I'm just going
to
say that'll be
things.
Me. You say so. Yeah, give us a little sort of an idea of what sort of thing. It's a big cast, small. How's it going to work?
Massive.
Massive, very big cast.
Cast of 37.
Oh my goodness. And so there's some, I guess, some big pieces and then some smaller bits, as it were.
I think the nature of the show is that you've got all the different sections of society. So you've got the politicians, you've got the Ford management team, you've got the men who work in the factory, you've got the women who work in the factory. We've got some amazing dancers in the show, and the choreography is just wonderful. That's been done by Emily Garner. So we've kind of got to show all sides of that, and I think that's why we needed lots of us to tell
the
story.
Yes, do the different the areas of it, because like you say, there are some cameo roles, aren't there, from, you know, very famous politicians, which is I'm looking forward to. Now, so give us a reason why you should come and see the show, if we haven't given them enough already.
I think you should come see the show because you're going to get a really good mix of both heart and humour. I think it's also a really important message, and especially younger people who weren't around then, weren't around during like the miners' strikes of the 80s, etc. But you know, confused at what's going on right now. I think this is also going to really help see where they came from, but you'll also have a really fun time out with an incredibly talented cast as well. So it's a win-win in all directions as far as I'm concerned.
I'm sold. So when is it on? Do you want me to... I've got it here, if not.
It's 27th to the 30th.
No,
23rd.
23rd to the 27th of March.
April.
Oh, we're getting there. Okay, April 23rd, 27th. Evening performances and a Saturday matinee, which I believe is nearly sold out.
Wow, so, okay. And that's all at the ADC, and go through the ADC website, isn't it? That's adctheatre.com, which is a very easy one. So, well, thank you very much to all three of you. And break a leg, or not too many legs. And I will definitely be coming to see it, but I'll get my tissues ready too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Alex. Cambridge 105 Radio.